front man, so to speak, but you and he both realize that it's a club. It's not a one show, it's a club. And everybody puts their everybody does what they can. And when everybody does whatever they can, it makes for wonderful clubs. And that's what I mean. That's the main reason I say you inspire us, is because you do work as a club with people behind the scenes, people out front, people on the left and right, everybody doing their share or whatever they're able, whether it's technical or financial or ball support or whatever. So it's all good, and you're absolutely right. It's a privilege to be a part of such an organization where it really is like an extended family, Colin. That's how I see it, like an extended family, brothers, sisters. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I definitely agree. And I was lucky because when I just got my license, the club here happened to be the one that was closest by. So I was extremely blessed to be part of the club that we are. That's pretty cool. Always doing new things, that's for sure. How's my audio coming in there today? I set up a new station here in the yesterday. I'm curious how my audio sounds.
Well, it's solid copy. You could be sitting right beside me, Colin. So it's top drawer. How about that for a comment? Your audio is top drawer. So whatever you did there, you did it right.
Oh, that's perfect. I picked up an old radio for the shack here, and I put my new one in the box, but I kind of like this old one. It's a Yaesu FT8900R, so it's one of those old-school quad bands. I don't know if I'll ever use the other two bands in it, because it does 6 meter, 10 meter, and then 70 centimeter and the 2 meter. But what caught my attention is that these things are usually pretty well thought out after, and they're built like a tank. And it has true dual band receive and send, and it has a data port. So I'm planning on turning it into a simplex node here for All-Star is what I'm thinking. Over.
Yeah, fine business, Colin. That sounds like perfect choice. And you've got the ways and the means, so that's great. Isn't it amazing? What an amazing hobby we have. So many possibilities, and there's room for everybody. You know, one of the things I really like about amateur radio is you've been a ham for 15 minutes. 15 years, it doesn't matter, 20 years, it doesn't matter. The field is level. I really appreciate that. There's no hierarchy, really. So everybody has a part to play, and I've mentored some new hams, and they've taught me things that I didn't know. So a good teacher is also a good student. I really like that part about amateur radio. There's no top-down, really. It's more like we're all on the same level, same field. And everybody, I don't know, I just, that means a lot to me. That there's no, you know what I'm trying to say, Colin? It's all good, and there's something for everybody. I'm sure you hope you understand what I'm trying to say here. I'm stumbling all of my words. Go ahead, Colin.
Boy, I hope you
afternoon there to you as well. There's a little bit of background static or QRM there on your signal, so maybe you're getting a little bit further away from the repeater or just coming into signal there. I could make out both what you were saying there, but it was definitely a little scratchy. Nice to have you on the frequency this afternoon. Over. That transmission came in a little bit clearer, so no, that's good. Thanks for coming in and saying hi. Yeah, I'm playing on the radio here, and I'm supposed to be packing to go to a trip to Calgary tomorrow, but I want to make sure all my radios are working and I got all my technology, and then I'll worry about my clothes. Hi. Over. Absolutely. Well, we'll chat with you a little bit later there if you're taking off there, Tim. Paul, are you still around? VA4CJP here.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tim. And if you can still hear me, I want to thank you for taking time to check in to the Friday net yesterday morning. It was good of you to take time to check in, and it's always good to talk to you, and I hope you're able to check in next Friday again. So that's all good, Tim. It's all good too. And anywhere I am, you're always welcome, Tim. So we'll talk to you soon. Back to you, Colin, VE3ISC.
Before CJP returning. Yes, I was going to say I definitely understand what you were trying to say there. There's definitely lots of different avenues. I think that's one of the things that appeals me the most of ham radio is all the different facets and areas, and being a bit of a tinker and in computers and electronics, it's a perfect hobby. So I'm thinking that this new to me radio and this sound card that I ordered is going to definitely up my learning capabilities and my skills there. So it's probably going to open the door or take me down a rabbit hole anyway on a whole bunch of different things. The plan is an all-star simplex node, but I'm sure I'm going to experiment with some other things like APRS, and I've always been interested in packet radio, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's amazing the number of doors that are open with All-Star. I don't know. Yeah, maybe a rabbit hole. Maybe. But it's a good hole to fall into, I think. It opens up a portable radio to the world. Back when I got my license, if you wanted to talk past 30 miles, 20 miles, you used an 8-rig, and that's all there was to it. 2 meters was okay as far as you could talk, maybe through a repeater if there was one close by. Now it's the world. So hang on to your hat, Colin. Hang on to your hat. And sometimes I wish the smart guys would slow down a bit so I could get caught up. But not really. There's a lot smarter people than me out ahead making new rabbit holes. I like that term. But yeah, I'm cheering them on. Go for it, guys. And we enjoy the fruit of your labor, so to speak. But again, I say it's a privilege to be a part of it all. So the fact that you were good enough to accept my membership in your club, it's a small way I can contribute to the bigger picture. So thank you, Colin, again. And keep up the good work. Can I put it like that, Colin? Keep up the good work. And I appreciate your adventure with your different radio and All-Star and all of the above. So thank you, Colin. Go ahead.
That's definitely pretty interesting. When I was doing some of my preliminary research, I found out, like, apparently All-Star has been around for a long time. Like, it's probably been around for 15 and 20 years. So it's definitely interesting. I found it interesting that it has been around that long and used in some places, but it seems like it's getting really, really popular now, and I don't know if it's just because maybe, you know, internet is more prevalent everywhere, or, you know, I think a big part of it, too, is when people adopt it in mass numbers. So, you know, now it's, you know, almost a lot, I think a lot of repeaters are starting to add All-Star nodes or, you know, All-Star to their system, and I think that's what's really opening the doors, and it's just, you know, it's like a snowball effect. It just keeps, you know, gaining more attraction and bringing on more people, and man, with some of those new smartphone apps that are out there too, like the ability to be able to pull out your phone that everybody has in the pocket and still kind of get on and talk to a local repeater or a repeater that's maybe not so local, and it just really opens up a lot of possibilities. Really, really cool, really interesting.
Yeah, just a thought, Colin. What do you think? You know, when I got my license, Morse code was mandatory. If you wanted to get a license, if you wanted to qualify for an amateur radio license, Morse code was a must. And now it's not obligatory. Do you think that changed the face of amateur radio? I don't know about the rest of the world, but in Canada for sure. What do you think about that, Colin? Do you think that made a difference? Go ahead.
I don't know. I've never thought too much about it. It's hard to say. It might have. Like, I know. Morse code seems pretty challenging if you've never used it too much. I know I personally would find it challenging to learn, and that would probably scare me away still to today of doing my test. But I think it definitely has its place there too, because it can operate in pretty, pretty noisy environments and pretty low power. So, but I remember doing my test not so long ago, and I remember thinking that, boy, there was a lot of old material in there and stuff that didn't really apply. And, you know, all you want to do is pass the darn thing so that you can get on the air, because that's where all the fun is. So, but I think the most challenging part was just getting the test scheduled and committing to it. But there was a lot of old terminology still. Like, and even the guy that did the test with me, like, you know, we sat down and had coffee and we went over a few things, and, you know, it shows you all the block diagrams and, like, you know, still talking about tubes, and, you know, I don't see too many people running equipment with tubes anymore, unless you're a diehard and you like that old sound and technology. But very interesting. Like, and everyone's sitting around the table or whatever with these Bofang radios and handy talkies, and He made a joke and he said, you know, see if you could open this thing up and tell me if you could find, like, you know, the transistors and the resistors and how you're going to repair them. And he's like, you know, you buy them for $50, so nowadays you just throw them away and replace them, so it's not ideal.